This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2023. I'm back today with a few more weird tales from the year just past. This isn't your usual news roundup. This is strictly the stuff that makes you go,
what?
As quite frankly, the regular news is far too depressing and genuinely terrifying. So instead, we'll be exploring a few lighter, weird and wonderful stories that may have not made it into the regular newspaper. Now, that's not to say that these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do. But there's also some light-hearted strangeness too. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into July. Kick off today's stories. If you're new here, then hi, my name's Nikki and I make podcasts, videos and TikToks about all sorts of weird stuff. So if you're into that, which I have a sneaking suspicion you might be, then please hit subscribe so we can hang out together again. And if you're not new here, then welcome back, old fiend. Nice to see you again. By now, you probably know that here on Weird and Wonderful, that I cannot help myself when there is a cute animal story. But what if the cute beastie turns feral and starts becoming a nuisance? Well, that's exactly what happened in the case of our first tale today. A sea otter in Santa Cruz, California, USA, had to be relocated after it began becoming too overfamiliar with beachgoers, particularly surfers. The cute mustelid began approaching surfers, climbing on their boards, and then trying to attack people when they tried to get them back. The sea otter was often seen catching waves by beachgoers, and once their boards had been stolen, they had no other option than to wait until she got bored and swam off. Any other kind of interaction would result in injury. This type of sea otter, the southern sea otter, only lives in a small area in California along the southern coastline. They're endangered and there's only around 3,000 individuals left in the wild. Their close proximity to humans, living close to the shore, means they unfortunately were almost wiped out in the early 19th century as part of the fur trade. However, a small pocket of 50 individuals was found living on the California coastline, and from that group of 50, the 3,000 which are out there today descended from. The reason for the animals still continuing to be around is mostly in part by the Monterey Bay Aquarium, whose conservation efforts have facilitated many animals to be born in captivity and then released into the wild. This is where Sea Otter 841 came from. As yet, there have been no other problems with the now wild sea otters that have been released, and it's not known why 841 has gone rogue. It could simply be that she just loves catching a wave. The disruptive otter prompted posters to be put up advising people visiting the beach that they may be approached by her and to stay away. However, she didn't observe the same set of rules, and attempts to distance the creature from the general public didn't work. The aggressive nature of the creature did result in a few destroyed surfboards, which she chewed up, but luckily no one has been seriously hurt by her. Despite attempts to scare 841 out of the area, she just returned not long after, and as her behaviour was becoming more aggressive, the decision was made to capture her and put her back into captivity after her 3-year-long stint in the wild. She'll be safe and cared for back at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, as if she was allowed to remain in the wild, it would only be a matter of time before she would have to be euthanised due to her being a danger to humans. Now, if you've been around for a while now here, you'll know that actually, I listen to the Monterey Bay Aquarium playlists on YouTube all the time when I'm writing my episodes, as they have something called Krill Waves Radio. By listening to those playlists, you can earn the aquarium some money, and they're really lovely lo-fi to listen to when you're chilling out. So if you fancy doing something good this year, pop on one of their playlists and you'll be sending them some free money. I've included their Sleepy Sea Otters mix in my sources if you want to check it out, and who doesn't want to watch a load of super cute sea otters bobbing about in the ocean over some chill tunes? I know I do. So for now, the rebel sea otter has been captured and returned to her birthplace at the aquarium, where she'll be cared for and I'm sure will remain as an important part of the conservation programme. Let's just hope for the sake of the wild population that any other little furry sea thugs manage to control their anger issues in the future. Usually when I get sponsors for the show, they approach me, but this time round, I got in touch with London Nootropics as I really wanted to share their fantastic products with you all, and I'm so pleased I did because they agreed. So let me tell you a little bit about them and why I love their adaptogenic coffee. I first discovered London Nootropics and their adaptogenic coffee when I was trying to find something to help me with unpleasant lingering brain fog following a bout of particularly unpleasant COVID. I bought a box thinking it wouldn't do very much, but I was blown away by how effective it was at giving me the clarity I was desperately searching for and how much I enjoyed it, and I've had a subscription with them ever since. So let me tell you a little bit about them. London Nootropics adaptogenic coffee blends are designed to help you stay balanced, find your flow, and have the most productive day possible. They give you all the benefits of regular coffee whilst minimising side effects such as jitters, anxiety, and a crash. They're lovingly made with the highest quality mushroom extracts and other responsibly sourced adaptogens, and each blend is designed for a specific purpose. Now, this is the thing I love about them. They don't just have one bulk standard drink. These are all formulated especially to help you throughout the day. They have thought about everything from giving you a morning blend in the form of Flow, which helps with mental clarity and focus to kickstart your day, Mojo to help with that mid-morning slump, and Zen to alleviate stress, which I find particularly helpful for bringing you back to it after lunch, but without the overstimulating effect regular coffee has on me. So I spoke to Zane, who is one of the two London Nootropics owners, who is so, so lovely, and I asked him about why their drinks are so good, and he assured me it's all down to the ingredients they use. I took a look at their website and he wasn't lying. The amount of thought that has gone into this product is so refreshing, as there are sadly so many brands out there which are just, well, looking to sell you something which isn't that great. So on their website, I delved into the sourcing of their active compounds, of their extracts, because I was genuinely curious to find out more. And I was so pleased to see that every single one was named as to what they are and where they come from, and with wonder ingredients such as lion's mane, rhodiola rosea, cordyceps mushrooms, CBD, and ashwagandha within their coffee blends, it gives you everything you need to get through your day. I cannot think of a better way to get yourself through Christmas, and I know I'll be continuing to drink mine every day throughout the holiday season, as it will definitely keep me going. Their subscriptions make a perfect gift for a loved one, or if you're like me and you have a one for me, one for you approach to your Christmas shopping, then why not get one for yourself too? I think it's a really thoughtful gift to give, and you could even buy a mixed box and pop a sachet and a Christmas card as a little extra boost for your loved ones. Now, all of this sounds expensive, right? I thought so too, but it's actually really reasonable. A mixed box starts at just £15, which will get you a mix of Flow, Mojo and Zen across 12 sachets. They also do subscriptions, which I personally have, which saves you around 20%. But wait, I have a discount code so you can try it out and see what you think yourself. I know you're going to love it. Try London Nootropics today and find your flow by heading to londonnootropics.com and enjoy 20% off with the code MACABRE. That's LONDONNOOTROPICS.com and use the code MACABRE for 20% off. Oh, and they also do free shipping in the UK if you spend over £30, but they ship internationally too. Even Kim Kardashian drinks it, and if that's not a claim to fame, I don't know what is. Thanks for listening and for letting me share this hero product of mine with you, and now let's get back to the episode.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever got on a plane and sat patiently looking at the empty seat next to you, praying the flight gods have been kind and granted you with the gift of an extra seat, only to have that dream smashed when a person rocks up next to you? Well, what if you got onto a plane to find that not only the seat next to you was empty, and the whole row for that matter, but in fact, you had the whole plane to yourself? Well, for one lucky passenger, he had a private jet experience when an airline decided to keep a flight open despite only having one ticket booked. After an 18-hour flight delay due to plane maintenance issues, passenger Phil Stringer, who had booked a flight between Oklahoma City to Charlotte, North Carolina for a business trip, just worked from the airport on his laptop and kept himself entertained during the delay. Eventually, when his gate was announced, he made his way over and thought he was about to miss his flight, as no one was there. However, he was reliably informed by the flight attendant that, in fact, he was the entirety of the passengers, as everyone else had given up and gone home. Instead of cancelling the flight, Phil got a private jet experience, and of course he made a TikTok about it, so let's watch it.
I am the only person on the plane, and they have an entire flight crew. They do not want to do this flight.
And loaded all the bags on the plane. How many bags do you have to load today, bro?
They pulled them from the hotel to come do this flight for just one person.
Small personal handheld devices like tablets, cell phones, and smartwatches. All need to be placed in airplane mode at this time, sir.
Sorry. I'm focusing.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Wait,
how do I take my seatbelt off?
Despite the crew having to go to work just for Phil, the 2.5-hour flight seemed like a lot of fun and everyone really embraced the ridiculousness of the situation. Eventually, Phil got to his destination at about 3:30 a.m. and then was back in work the following day. After the solo sky party, funnily enough, he stayed in touch with the flight crew and they've become friends, which is so very sweet, and they've even met up since. So of course, this begs the question, why fly the plane just for one passenger? Well, the plane was due to return to North Carolina anyway, and so this way the airline would still make money as it was an official flight, and as the plane had to return, it made sense for Phil to get on board. Stringer has said that by having a positive attitude and making the situation fun for he and the crewmates, he's made friends for life, and what could have been something really negative has turned into a classic story he can dine out on for the rest of his life. So I guess the lesson we can all learn here is that even when something seems like the most inconvenient situation ever, try turning that frown upside down and you may just make it the best thing that's ever happened to you. Thanks for joining me for that selection of weird stories. I hope you enjoyed them, and if you did, there'll be more along soon, so make sure you're subscribed or following if you're not already to keep up with the series. If you like the show and what I make in general and you want it to continue, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter, like our executive Patreon producers, Amy, Christina, Christoph, Kate, Kevin, Lisa, Mary, Meg, Rose, Sally, Sam, Sarah, Teresa, Terry, V and Veronica, and all of our other patrons too. If you sign up to Patreon, you get access to my other podcast, Having a Problem, which is a lot of silly historical-based fun, plus hours of other bonus content too. If you'd rather just send a tip or a little Christmas gift from my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too, and I'll leave all the links in the show notes in case you want to check them out. We're about halfway through the series now, and thank you very much. There's been a few gifts and a few sign-ups as well, and I really massively appreciate it. An enormous thank you for even considering doing any of those things, particularly when I know things are tight for a lot of people, so it really does mean the world to me, and I'm always amazed that people want to help me create this creepy empire we can all call home, and it feels very good to know that you do, and I feel really appreciated, so thank you very much. And there's all the free things such as sharing the show around, telling your friends, reposting my social media posts, and leaving a 5-star review. They're all more helpful than you know. Let's make 2024 the year I am able to finally do this full time, please. That is what's on the vision board, and you're a huge part of making that dream come true. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I've been Nikki Druce. Remember to stay spooky, and I'll see you ghouls next time for August.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.